It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Tron Ares, the third entry in this franchise that started off successfully in 1982, continued in 2010, and now 15 years later, we get Jared Leto as a computer program created by the new CEO of Dillinger Systems. His name's Ares, yes, like the God of War. And he and his second-in-command, Athena, played by Jodie Turner-Smith, are assigned to track down Greta Lee as Eve Kim, the CEO of the rival company Encom, which honors the world of the Jeff Bridges genius Kevin Flynn. She has the code to permanently bring digital things to the real world, and since Ares starts to develop human qualities, he saves her from being deleted. Tron Ares doesn't have a perfect story, but I was mostly distracted by the great visuals, which has all these lights of red and white and looks great on the big screen. I may not be an expert on the whole computer world, but I know a strong sense of nostalgia when I see it. It has some entertaining performances, some cool light bikes from different generations, and they're all handled with style and energy with the right music by Nine Inch Nails and director Joaquin Roney. Just the other day, a friend of mine asked me about Jared Leto's performance, and I said, he does what he can, and later I changed my answer to, well, he's more real than Tilly Norwood. This is a fun sequel to see in theaters. 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.